så hax de ha de hekket de hjem med salka høyen korrisjen blod så hax de ha de hekket de hjem nå må stokkingen skritje på fråga hax de ha de hekket de hjem med sitt små vanen gjør jeg fjola hax de ha de hekket de hjem
Hands with their long range gun. granny who bade a her wild geese coo, that small nations might be free. But their lonely graves on Suvla's waves, or the shores of the great North Sea. Oh, have they died at Perseus' side?
Thank you. join the venture and the morning star. Sing all away, my laddie-o, riding high and empty beyond the bar. And sing all away, my laddie-o. I'd rather beat her on the scurry rock. Sing all away, my laddie-o, than to see her torched in the breaker's dark. And sing all away, my laddie-o. For I fished a lifetime, boy and man. Sing all away, my laddie-o, and the final trawl scarcely makes a grand. And sing all away, my laddie-o.
Really beautiful version of that song by Archie Ritchie, I think, was the original author. The Final Trawl, off of an album called Stonetown by the House Band. And prior to that, our good friends and local favorites, Angus Moore with The Foggy Dew. It's off of a wonderfully titled album, The Heroic Adventures of Angus Moore. We started off this evening with the May Morning Dew in Irish and presented in a very lovely fashion by Connie Dover. The song is off of an album called Last Night's Fun, and which is worth stories all on its own. Last Night's Fun is actually the title of a wonderful book. If you ever want to read about the craft of playing traditional Celtic music, Last Night's Fun is a book about just exactly that. And it really goes into the chemistry behind particularly the sessions or the house parties or concerts and the magic that happens when performers who have honed their craft really have a chance to play together and play beautifully. So, Last Night's Fun, the title of that album by Scarda Glenn, to bring it back into the current day, the story, The May Morning Dew, is about a man who comes back to his ancestral village, finds it mostly in ruins and dilapidated, and the life that he remembers has moved on, and his recollections. It's a pretty evocative tale, one that if you've been around a particular area, a neighborhood where you lived once before, and you come back and you stroll around, it's very easy to kind of envision the emotion behind that song. We've got music up next from Dick Gaughan from his album Redwood Cathedral, but need to turn you on to a little bit of information about one of our sister programs here, and if you've not heard it, I know you'll like it.
¶¶ featuring Strictly Rockers.
Rockers to Rockers.
Reggae Bloodlines.
Some like it hot, and some like it cold. Some like it hot, hot, hot.
Bringing you the best roots, dub, and dancehall. Coming to you live and direct each and every Saturday from 1 till 4. So treat yourself to the more positive things in life and listen to Reggae Bloodlines, happening right here on KGNU.
Shultagale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
Caught the lightning through you, you helped to make her fast. You heard the sailors talking in the rain. When the captain said he'd take another hand before the mast, you knew you were halfway to the diggings. So you rode the ocean swell to Bendigo, living hell in the camps and the creeks of Castlemaine. But like a million other souls, you were haunted by the gold. You'd never know peaceful day again. And tell me, you and Gillis, did you still believe the dream when the hard men of Victoria bought and sold you? When you had to sell the farm that you'd sifted from the seams, did you curse the tale the sailor laddies told you? Did you fight against the call of the island you knew would never hold you? For all the gold you and Gillis ever found could not buy him peace or freedom from the memory of the sound of the waves on St. Kilda's rocky shore. When the dream was done, you'd lost your children and your wife and every single thing you'd ever had. But you told your friends the gold was still the center of your life, and it told you one and all that you were mad. So you wandered through the years, never stopping once to rue, and St. Kilda heard your footsteps as you passed. Old Glory even put you in a coat of faded blue, so the older Glory claimed you back at last. And tell me, you and Gillis, did you give the Lord your thanks when he showed you the gold and riches they need? Or did you bow your head in prayer on the Sacramento banks and ask him, should you go or should you stay? Did St. Kilda call you home across the mountains at the dawn of every day? For all you and Gillis ever found could not buy him peace or freedom from the memory of the sand of the waves on St. Kilda's rocky shore. So once more you made the journey to that barren, barren land, to end your days among your kith and kin. To a winter when the devil held the island in his hand and the shadow of starvation rode the wind. But it's hard upon St. Kilda for the folk to keep their pangs when every season brings them to despair. And to hear you tell the tale of a different ocean's tides made their bitter burden harder still to bear. Though they knew you for their own, you were forced to stand alone in a solitude that no one could endure. They made your home a living grave until the bravest of the brave was forced to leave the poorest of the poor. So you reached out once again and took hold of the bonny golden lure. For all the gold you and Gillis ever found could not buy him peace or freedom from the memory and the sound of the waves on St. Kilda's rocky shore. First I heard the tale of human and the gold, I was filled with bitter anger and with tears. To hear a traveller return, then be shut out from the fold, drove a shaft into the deepest of my fears. For God made you and Gillis, God gave him wings to fly, but only from the lands where he belongs. But I'd fight with God himself for the light in Ewan's eye, or with anyone who tells me he was wrong. But there's some who use their dreams to tear themselves apart, and some who never find a dream at all. But how many find the courage to look deepest in their hearts, to find a dream they can follow till the fall? And when my heart cries out to wander, I can hear him answering that call. For all you and Gillis ever found could not buy him peace or freedom from the memory of the sound of the waves on St. Kilda's rocky shore. And on the island, the greatest story ever told, it was always you and Gillis, California and the gold. So far from St. Kilda's rocky shore.
cushioned chair, carry me, ye four with cushions here and there, to see the world once more, to stable and kennel go. Bring what there's to bring, lead my Lollard to and fro, or gently in a ring. Put the chair upon the grass, bring Roddy and his hounds, that I may content to pass from these earthly pounds. His eyelids, they droop, eyes cloud with dreams. The sun upon all things that grow falls into sleepy dreams. Huntsman, blow the horn, come make the hills reply. Loosen on the morn, a gay wandering cry. Roddy, blow the horn, come make the hills reply. I cannot blow my horn, but only weep and sigh. Pleasant tongue upon his wasted hands, aged hounds and young, the huntsman near him stands. Huntsman, blow the horn, come make the hills reply. Loosen on the morn, a gay wandering cry. Roddy, blow the horn, come make the hills reply. I cannot blow my horn, but only weep and sigh. Wandering music dies, you hear him feebly say. Huntsman, blow the horn, come make the hills reply. Loosen on the morn, a gay wandering cry. Roddy, blow the horn, come make the hills reply. I cannot blow my horn, but only weep and sigh. Body in the hounds wail for the day. The hounds wail for the day. Wail for the
man. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hand. Said, baby, I just wanna dance. I met her on Grafton Street, right outside of the bar. She shared a cigarette for me while her brother played the guitar. She asked, what does it mean, the Gaelic ink in your arm? Said, it's one of my friend's songs, do you wanna drink up? She took Jamie as a chaser, Jack for the fun. She got offer on the table with Johnny riding the shotgun. Chatted some more, one more drink at the bar. Then put fun in the jukebox, got up to dance. She played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. My pretty little Galway girl, my Galway girl. In know she beat me at darts, and then she beat me at pool, and then she kissed me like there was no one else in the room. As last thought was recalled was when she stood on the stool after dancing to Kaylee, singing her trad tunes. I never heard Carrie Fergus ever sung so sweet. A cappella in the bar using her feet for a beat. Oh, I could have that voice playing repeat for a week. And in this packed out room, where she was singing to me. She played her fiddle in an Irish band, and she fell in love with an English man. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. Baby, you just wanna dance with my pretty little Galway girl. My, 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 my Galway girl. My, 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 my Galway girl. My, 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 my Galway girl. Now we've outstayed our welcome as closing time. I was holding her hand, her hand was holding mine. Colts both smell of smoke, whiskey and wine, as we fill up our lungs with a cold air of the night. I walked her home and then she took me inside to finish some Doritos and a bottle of wine. I swear I'm gonna put you in a song that I write about a going girl and a perfect night. She played her fiddle in an Irish band, and she fell in love with an English man. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hand. So baby, you just wanna dance with my pretty little going girl. My, 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 my Galway girl. My, 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 my Galway girl. My, 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 my Galway girl. She played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an English man. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hand. So baby, you just wanna dance, my pretty little Galway girl. You're my pretty little Galway girl.
You know, I've got to confess, I am not much for boy bands, you know, NSYNC and bands like that. Just never really, but I can't help myself. I actually find myself liking that song, Celtic Thunder and Galway Girl. It's off of an album called Celtic Thunder 10, if you can believe it. But it's true. And prior to that, we heard The Ballad of the Fox Hunter by Cherish the Ladies with Aoife Clancy on lead vocals. The vocals themselves are taken from a poem by William Butler Yeats, and the album is called Threads of Time. But I love just the softness of that particular song. It's about an aging fox hunter and thinking about hanging it up and not fox hunting in the future. Prior to that, wonderful music on the Celtic harp and hammered dulcimer from Maggie Sansone, an album called Mist and Stone. Very appropriate for this evening. You know, in Ireland, they have a saying for a night like tonight. They'd say, Tashe an Icha Fluach. It's a soft evening. Meaning that the weather is soft and rainy and things like that. And it just seems to be just right. Tashi an Icha Fluach. Ewan and the Gold by singer, storyteller Dick Gochan off of his album Redwood Cathedral. Let us off on that set. And coming up in this next set, we've got about a little over 20 minutes before the top of the hour and Musica Mundi coming your way for music from all over the world. But we've got a great clutch of new music that has come in just over the last month or two. And so the next set is exclusively music which has made its way into the what we call the new bin, KGNU new bin. And among the albums, there are some supergroup albums that we've got. Usher's Island is the name of one group, which is Andy Irvin and Donald Lunny and Patty Clack and Michael McGoldrick and John Doyle. So that's one. And That lineup alone should have you going wild. Another is, and if you've ever seen these two gentlemen in concert around Boulder County, you won't forget it because they are immensely talented and very well known throughout Celtic music across the nation, really. Adam Agee and John Souza have a new album, which came out right at the end of March, just right shortly after St. Patrick's Day. And it's called Ceoil na Gearraidh. And we'll hear from that as well. We've got music from a group called Open the Door for Three. And we're going to lead off with music by a band called Wolf and Clover on KGNU.
Shoot. And we had a bloody fight after we had scaled the wall. The devil a bit of mercy did the Frenchies show it all. Well, the Indians, they were sly, and the Frenchies, they were coy. They shot away the left leg of this poor Irish boy. Then they put me on a ship and they sent me home again, with all me army training after battle, strife and din. And we headed for the Downs and we landed on the quay. Me mother came to see me and these words she did say: "Oh, Felix, were you drunk? Or Felix, were you mad? Whatever has become of the two fine legs you had?" Bid me spade adieu, for I cannot take the bog, but I can play me fiddle, oh, and I can drink me grog. I have learned to smoke a pipe, and I can fire a gun. To the devil with the fighting, I am glad the war is done.
I hate to barge in the middle of a set, but I'm going to, because the story behind the song we just heard is very interesting. Andy Irvin, fabulous entertainer, all by himself or with a band like Usher's Island, over many, many years, going all the way back to Sweeney's Men in the late 60s. Andy writes that, and he's quoting another artist here, he says, "This song is one of those nearly extinct gems saved from oblivion by a single singer. The song apparently survived in a Mrs. Fish's family and nowhere else. She was the only singer of the song, Felix the Soldier, a song which comes from the Seven Years' War, otherwise known as the French and Indian War, and that song dates from 1758 to 1759. So, great story behind the song, and leave it to Andy Irvin to bring it to us. Music up next from Adam Agee and John Souza from their new album, Off We Go. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Thank you.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for a first Wednesday in May's edition of Sholta Gael. Music from all over the Celtic world, from Ireland and Scotland and the Isle of Man and Brittany and Canada and the far-flung habitations of Celtic people and their music and the music of people who love Celtic music. So just to give you a quick rundown, as Yuket comes into studio for Musica Mundi and the tour that she will take you on in just a moment, we heard from Wolf and Clover new music, a track called The Battle of Arum. After that, Felix the Soldier from Usher's Island, which is both a new group. Well, it's a new group, but it's with heroes of Irish music. And after that, music from Adam Agee and John Souza, The Tempest, The Porthole of Kelp, and The Road to Garrison. So quite a tour de force there, starting off with John's great guitar and moving into music from Adam Agee on the fiddle. We followed that up with The Joyful Hour, new music from a group called Open the Door for Three. And that's the title track to that particular album. Next week, Pat McCullough is going to be doing Sholta Gael out of Denver, and we invite you to give a listen because there are very few people in Metro Denver who know more about Celtic music than Pat McCullough, and he will take you on what promises to be just an outstanding tour. We're winding up here with a little bit of new music from another supergroup, Altan, called Port Alex, and that's what you've heard as a musical bed over which we've been talking. The FCC would like us to remind you that this is KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, Boulder, Denver, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, 93.7 FM in Nederland, Colorado, and online around the world at kgnu.org and afterfm.com. Musica Mundi with Yuket is up next.
Good evening, and thank you for listening. And what a nice show by Celtic show, and that was really great. And as usual, My name is Ugat, your host this evening until 10 p.m. And of course, if you have any comment or request, the phone number to call 303-442-4242, or you can email us dj@kjnu.org.
Support for KGNU comes from the Boulder Marriott, offering room accommodations and Colorado dining in Canyons Restaurant. Details at bouldermarriotthotel.com.
And you're listening to Musica Mundi, Boulder, Denver, and beyond.